That's right. Have the rose festival before.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the City Council Chambers of the Portland City Council. We're very glad that you're here. We have a number of very exciting special presentations this morning before we get to the council agenda. So I'm going to first turn to Commissioner Nick Fish.
Thank you very much, Mayor. As everyone here knows, last week the mayor announced that the city of Portland would step in and help support our local school districts during a time when they were faced with terrible choices about cutting teachers and increasing class size. In the spirit of that, today we're going to honor three groups of outstanding young people who are from our community, who reflect the best of our community. We're very pleased today, First Mayor, to welcome from Ainsworth Elementary School the second grade Spanish immersion class. Would you kids please stand so we can acknowledge and welcome you? Many of these young people, thank you, you can sit down. Many of these young people will be in the years ahead competing in the We the People program. The second group we're going to welcome in a moment is the National Championship Constitution team from Lincoln High School. Round of applause. And third, Mayor, Commissioner Leonard will then welcome, in one of our great annual traditions, the young women who make up the Rose Festival Court, and we will honor them for their many contributions.
Yay. Let's give them a round.
So it's my great honor this morning to kick things off by welcoming the Lincoln High School Constitution team to City Hall. They are the winners of the 2012 National We the People competition in Washington, D.C. And I hear this morning they arrived in style with a well-deserved drum processional. Let's thank the drummers for bringing you here. The mayor has issued a special proclamation today in honor of the accomplishment of these outstanding young men and women, which he's asked me to read. And before I read it, I'm going to ask four special guests to come forward and take their seats at the podium. Lincoln High School Principal Peyton Chapman, we might add that Peyton's son is in the audience on the second floor.
Somebody else's son is in the audience on the second floor. Isn't there someone?
There might be someone else we know.
Someone from the city council has a son up there, too.
Chapin Fish, do you want to wave to everybody?
Hi, Chapin.
The next special guest is Classroom Law Project Program Director Barbara Ross. Barbara, would you please come forward? Our third guest is Stephen Griffith, the Constitution Team Head Coach. Steve. And finally, we're going to ask Carolyn Wheatley to join us. Is Carolyn here?
Yeah.
Carolyn? Carolyn is, and I know our distinguished superintendent of schools, Carol Smith, is here in the back.
Yeah.
And thank you. Carolyn is a graduating member of Lincoln's High School Constitution team. She is a senior who will continue to make Portland proud as she attends Stanford University in the fall. Congratulations. Now, before I ask each of you to say a few words, I'd like to read the proclamation the mayor has issued today. And this, for me, is a special honor because each year I get to serve as a judge in the regional competition. And I've seen these young people in action along with teams from schools like Franklin and Grant and Park Rose and many others. And all of these people make us proud. So let me read the proclamation. Before I do, United States Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici regrets that she cannot be here today. She is the congressperson for this district. But she's asked Barbara Allen to join us today, and she has individual letters of congratulations for each of the students. So, Barbara, thank you for joining us. And I also got an email this morning. Congressman Earl Blumenauer has issued a statement in the Congressional Record honoring your achievement today, and doesn't get any better than that. So let me read the proclamation. Whereas We the People, the Citizen, and the Constitution is a nationally recognized civic education program and competition, and whereas the competition encourages students to display civic knowledge, skills, and dispositions, and where the Classroom Law Project, administrator of the Oregon We the People program since 1987, plays a leadership role preparing youth to become active and engaged participants in our democratic society, and whereas the Lincoln High School Constitution team placed first in the state We the People competition on January 21, 2012, advancing to the national competition held in Washington, D.C., and whereas the Lincoln team placed first among 56 of the nation's best high school teams in the We the People national finals on April 30th, 2012, and whereas the Lincoln team brings honor and distinction to Portland Public Schools, the city of Portland, and the state of Oregon, and whereas the Lincoln team has been supported by Lincoln High School Principal Peyton Chapman, Constitution teacher Tim Swinehart, Constitution head coach Stephen Griffith, community coaches Allison Brody, Jeff Edmondson, Jennifer Hill, Misha Isaac, Ben O'Glasser, Jonathan Pulvers, Christy Split, and Jason Trombley, family members and friends, and whereas the Lincoln High School Constitution team includes the following students, and I apologize if I don't get any of the names right: Avery Bellotto, Catherine Barton, Marty Berger, Hallie Blashfield, Ryan Bloom, Danny Brillhart, John Carey, Julian Dan, Julia Eckelman, Michael Field, Natina Gilbert, Nicole Goyle, Kendra Hong, Robin Jayenswall, Katie Kelly, Sierra Killeen, John Kim, Emma Lane, Duncan McEachern, William Mao or Mayo, Olnita Martini, Evan Newhausen, Sarah Newman, Vicky New, Sammy Purnell, Justin Richter, Beckett Ruada, Emma Simmons, Sage Smiley, Nita Shreedharan, Ari Stern, Maura Strauss, Molly Walls, Carolyn Wheatley, and, Isaiah Woods, and Cole Zollinger. Let's give a round of applause to all of those. Now, therefore, I, Sam Adams, the mayor of the city of Portland, hereby proclaim May 9th, 2012, as a day of honor and recognition for the Lincoln High School Constitution team in the city of Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you, and congratulations to all. Peyton Chapman, we each have about a minute or two if you'd like to say something.
And I think it will help if you explain the program first.
Please, so. Barbara.
I'm Barbara Rost, and I'm the program director at Classroom Law Project. And We the People program, for those who don't know, is simulated congressional hearings that students participate in. They learn about the Constitution, and what's really wild and crazy about it is that they take those ancient words from our founders and apply them to contemporary issues. And what they learn is dynamic. And I think at the end of the day, what you will all see and hear about is that as a result of this program, we older folk are leaving this country of ours, this city of ours, in good hands. These students know and understand their duties as a citizen and the duties of the government to the citizens in a way that other students don't. I'll just leave you with this statistic. Research shows that alums of the We the People program vote at an 82% rate. Compare that with any other demographic.
Well, congratulations for your wonderful stewardship of this program.
Thank you.
Peyton?
I'm just incredibly proud as their principal. These students have worked in hours, thousands of hours, for the last 13 months. It's a very competitive process to be accepted to the Lincoln Constitution team, and they get to work. In fact, our new team, our 2012-13 team, started last night. So they will work Saturdays, they will work weekends, they will work all summer long building their binders and studying the case law. It's an incredible honor, not just for Lincoln, but as you all have noted, and thank you very much, but for Portland Public Schools, for the city of Portland, and for Oregon. 2 years ago, we had a team who went to nationals. It's always an honor to go to nationals. And we were fourth in the country. And the three teams ahead of us were either private schools or charter magnates whose focus was the Constitution and U.S. history, and they studied it for 4 years. We send sophomores who are 15 years old when they start this program, and they just really show what can happen in an amazing public school in a great city like Portland, in a fabulous state like Oregon. So I'm so proud of them that they really challenge themselves. And the support they get from community lawyers like Steve and Allison and the others, these lawyers have incredible careers, and they give up their time and their wisdom. They host these study events at their own homes. They help them. In fact, Mr. Griffith is continuing a class right now on the study of Abraham Lincoln for continuing con team kids that just want to continue to challenge themselves. So it wouldn't be possible without the amazing partners of business people, lawyers, professionals in our city. So thank you again so much for recognizing all of that hard work.
Before I introduce Steve, I just want to acknowledge Bobby Regan is here, not only in Amesworth, parent, but our stalwart representative to the Portland School Board. Bobby, thank you for joining us, and congratulations. Steve?
Yes, it's a real privilege, Commissioner Leonard, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, and Mayor Adams, to present 36 of the finest high school students in the country. And they are here because they have learned what their teachers knew long ago was their incredible potential. And that's what teaching should bring, is passion for the subject, passion to transmit it, and passion for the potential of each student. And we accept students not on the basis of their grades, but on the basis of their desire to learn. That's it. And if you have that flame of interest, you can go forever. And it's happened this year. It's happened in previous years. This year, we happen to be number one in the country. But it happens every year. And to me, there are some wonderful things about this. First of all, it takes a wonderful classroom teacher. And it takes an openness to work. It's a matter of collaboration between the school and the community. And it's not just that, but once, for example, Lincoln won the state competition, we received help from every other team in the city. So we didn't represent Lincoln when we went to Washington, D.C. For that matter, we didn't represent Portland. We represented the state of Oregon. And it was with great pride that we did that. And, you know, the three components of citizenship are knowledge, skills, and attitude. And these kids know the Constitution and the case law interpreting it and the majesty of American history as well as any students in the country. And they also have critical thinking skills. And most important of all, they have an attitude that they can help and make a difference in the future. So it's a real pleasure to present them to you.
Congratulations. Carolyn?
Thank you so much. I think that First of all, on behalf of the entire team, I would like to thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. It's an honor and a privilege to sit here in front of you. To say that Constitution Team changed my life would be the biggest understatement. It was an absolute honor to spend a week in Washington, D.C., not only representing Lincoln, but representing Portland and representing Oregon. And we were so incredibly proud to represent this amazing state. The thing about Constitution Team that no amount of words can get across is how not only does it make you a smarter person or a better citizen, but it gives you a family and a support network that will stay with you for the rest of my life. When my unit talks about how we'll meet up in 50 years, it's not a joke. We actually will. And I think that I can speak for everyone when I say that this experience has had a tremendous effect on all of us, on each and every one of our lives, and it will be with us for the rest of our lives. And absolutely none of this would have been possible without all of the support system, the incredible coaches that we have, who all, many of them, have full-time jobs and still volunteer their time to spend so many hours with us. And we honestly cannot thank them enough. There is no amount of things that will ever do them justice, and they have turned us into so much better people than we were when we started. So I really would just like to take a moment to personally acknowledge the coaches, Mr. Tim Swinehart, Mr. Stephen Griffith, Ms. Allison Brody, Ms. Christy Split, Mr. Jason Trombley, Mr. Ben O'Glasser, Mr. Jeff Edmondson, Mr. Jonathan Pulvers, Ms. Jennifer Hill, and Mr. Misha Isaac, in addition to all of the alumni, to the entire city of Portland that has continuously supported us. And thank you to the city of Portland for working to save the teachers that have had such an impact on us, because it really is all about the teachers and this desire to learn. And it really, I say time and time again, the Constitution Team changed my life, and it's so, so true.
Well, let's expand that thank you to include, behind every successful young person is a loving, caring adult, whether it's a parent, a mentor, a role model, a teacher. Let's give a round of applause to all those support people. The mayor has issued three proclamations, one for Barbara, one for Steve, and one for Peyton. We wonder if we could have the students come forward, and we'll take a quick picture.
So we're really quick, all the students and all the faculty involved, superintendents, school board members, up here. We'll be facing that way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big smiles, everybody.
Cheers. Article 1, Section 4. All right.
So for those of you that are with Lincoln, please continue on out into our lovely marbled foyer, because we've got a lot of important things to cover. Where did he go? So, Commissioner Leonard. So I had the honor and the privilege earlier this morning to have breakfast with the 2012 Rose Court. And I tell you, this is a group of Portlanders and Portland area young women that is incredibly smart and lots of fun and very well spoken. So we get this wave, two waves of seeing some of the best youth in the state here in the city council. So it's a real treat. I'd like to recognize CEO Curtis of the Rose Festival Association and our dear president to please come forward for the annual presentation of the court. Commissioner Leonard, would you like to make any other introductory remarks?
I think you did perfect.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Great to be back, Mayor Adams, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Leonard. Thank you for us. It's great to be here, and I just want to, it's all about the young women behind me, and I want to share a little bit about this, about the court program itself as we celebrate youth today. I think it's a very appropriate day. We just recently did a study of past court members. The oldest one who participated was 99 years old, and the youngest was 19. And we got some amazing statistics out of this that I think we'll be sharing over the course of the next year. A couple things that are very significant. In the last 20 years, the princess's graduation rate from a four-year college is 97%.
Wow.
Very significant. The other thing that's fantastic about these princesses is why they some go to school here in the state, some venture off. 72% of them come back and live in this community within a 25-mile radius of the city and are contributing, doing a variety of things. So a program that started as one of the first scholarship programs for women over 70 years ago has evolved into something that is really contributing to our community. So the treat is back in front behind me, and I want to introduce president of our foundation, Sue Bundy, to offer a few words and then have the court come up. Sue?
That's great. Good morning, and thank you again for having us. It's a treat to be here. I am Sue Bundy. I am president of the foundation. This is my second year of being the president, my last year, of a 60-member board and hundreds of volunteers that come out every year for this fabulous festival and to see this great city and what we have to offer. Our festival is 105 years young, and we are Portland's official festival. And for that, I would like to thank each of you for your continuous support of the Rose Festival, and that's an all-year-long process. But that goes beyond. That goes to all the men and women throughout the city of Portland, the numerous bureaus, police, fire, revenue. They all help us, and they are big supporters also, and that's never to be forgotten. And one that is really a very near, you know, has worked so closely this year that I'd like to kind of call out is Allison Madsen from the Revenue Bureau. She's worked tirelessly with all of our different paperwork and all the ordinances. There's just so much. And you have many jewels throughout the city, and that's just one. But my role with the Rose Festival has been 18 years, although we're 105 and I've not been on the board for that long. That over the 18 years, I've had the privilege and honor of chairing different events, being involved, background, up in, you know, different roles. But the one that's near and dear to my heart is chairing the Court of Young Women, which I did about 12 years ago. And they're the ones that truly speak to the festival. They're the ones that will travel on behalf of the Rose Festival and Portland, 15 outstanding young women who represent themselves, their schools, the community, and the Rose Festival. They will take their travels, Eastern Oregon, over to the beach, down the Willamette Valley. A lot of travels, and that really speaks to how fabulous the young people are. But I'm not going to talk about that. I think that the court needs to come up and tell you a little bit about themselves and this year's Rose Festival and why it makes Portland a better place to live and visit.
Yeah.
The 2012 Rose Festival Court presented by Pacific Power. We'd like to introduce ourselves and tell you what's happening during this year's Rose Festival. Carter.
I'm Carter, and I'm from Wilson High School. I'm an active member of my school's drama department and the first chair tuba player in my school's band. The Portland Rose Festival is also number one. Last year, the Portland Rose Festival was named the best festival in the world by the International Festivals and Events Association. Come join us this year to see what makes the Portland Rose Festival the best in the world.
Sade!
I'm Sade from Benson High School. I'm a member of the National Honor Society and plan to pursue a career in civil engineering with the goal of founding my own company. Founded in 1912, the Royal Rosarians are celebrating 100 years of being the official greeters of Portland and the Rose Festival. Join them at the Royal Rosarian Centennial Grand Floral Ball on June 9th.
Rosie.
Hi, I'm Rosie from St. Mary's Academy. I'm co-president of the Human Rights Club and plan to earn a bachelor's degree in nursing. I'm a lifelong Girl Scout and even walked in the junior parade with my troop. Come and relive your childhood and celebrate the children of our community by attending the Fred Meyer Junior Parade on June 6th. Come watch thousands of kids march, dance, and pedal bikes down Sandy Boulevard in the Hollywood District.
Malia!
I'm Malia, and I'm from David Douglas High School, where I'm a member of the Troubadours and the choir president, and someday I plan to become a product designer. Creativity meets illumination at the PGE Solve Starlight Parade. Come see some of Oregon's finest organizations light up the night, Saturday, June 2nd at 8 p.m., or watch it live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Janaea!
I'm Janaea from Jefferson High School, where I am staying active and healthy by dancing and playing volleyball all year round. One of the healthiest ways to celebrate the Rose Festival is by participating in the region's Grand Floral Walk. Join thousands of Portlanders walking and waving down the Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floor Parade route on June 9th, just before the parade.
Kate!
I'm Kate from Central Catholic High School. I play tennis, work as a peer mediator, and write for Central Catholic's newspaper. Come see our newsworthy Grand Marshal lead the Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floor Parade on Saturday, June 9th. Find your place along the parade route or watch live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Nyasha!
I'm Nyasha from Grand High School, and I plan to pursue a career as a social worker. I am a member of the Diversity Club, and I also enjoy sports and scrapbooking. The Rose Festival also likes collecting memorabilia. They are transforming their office building on Waterfront Park into a historical museum. Help them fill their walls with Rose Festival history.
Cassidy!
Hi, I'm Cassidy from Lincoln High School. I plan to become a special needs teacher. I'm a member of student government and was a member of the Lincoln dance team. This year's theme, Rockin' Roses, will be in full swing at the Rosone. Come dance the night away at the Rosone Concert Series at City Fair, which will feature national acts throughout the festival.
Keely!
I'm Keely, and I'm from Madison High School. I plan to become a dental hygienist. I also enjoy soccer, cheerleading, and participating in my student council. If you'd like to see who's going to lead us as the Queen of Rosaria, come join us at the Pacific Power Queen's Coronation right before the Grand Floral Parade on Saturday, June 9th, at 8:30 a.m. in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We'd really appreciate your support.
Asia!
Hello, I'm Asia, and I am from Roosevelt High School. I won first team all tournament for basketball. I also enjoy poetry, volleyball, and track. For all my fellow athletes, come and join us for our first ever Rock and Roll Portland Half Marathon on May 20th. And remember, you don't have to run a marathon to be fit. Anyone can get in shape by joining the fun at hubbubhealth.com.
Charlotte!
I'm Charlotte, and I'm from Cleveland High School. I've been a Cleveland High School building host and a Bridging the Gap tour guide. Come do a self-guided tour of the historic sites on the Rose Festival's History and Roses Tour. You can also learn about Rose Festival history through our living history characters who bring stories of the past to life.
Lydia!
I'm Lydia from Southridge High School. I helped organize Sand in the City, and I plan to major in business administration with an emphasis in hospitality and tourism. If you love big events as much as I do, then you don't want to miss Rose Festival City Fair. Come down to the waterfront every weekend starting May 25th to enjoy music, carnival rides, local vendors, special attractions, and more.
Mehek!
I'm Mehek from Lake Oswego High School. I'd like to pursue a career in law or economics, and I've been a member of Model United Nations and Junior Statesmen of America. Come celebrate the united spirit of this country by attending the Danner Memorial Day March on May 28th. Here you'll be reminded what this historic day is all about.
Alexis!
Hello, I'm Alexis from Franklin High School, where I am a member of the Poetry Club and the Mock Trial Team. I love a good debate and plan to pursue a career as a lawyer. Dragon Boat teams from around the world will be on trial this year to see who will be victorious. Come watch them race along the Willamette River on June 9th and 10th near the Hawthorne Bridge.
Briche!
Hello, I'm Briche from Park Rose High School. I am co-leader of the Advanced Leadership Program, and I love to give back to my community. Join your community at the Rose Cup races, where drivers from all across the West Coast are determined to cross the finish line first. Come out to the Portland International Raceway from June 15th to the 17th to see who will be the victor.
Thank you for hosting the 2012 Rose Festival Court, presented by Pacific Power. We'll see you at the Rose Festival.
Welcome to the Rose Festival family.
Yeah. Yeah. Mayor Adams, I'd like to call him up for a picture with you, but I just want to say something briefly as we wrap up. As this is the final council meeting for in terms of 2012, as both Commissioner Leonard as our liaison, you as mayor, and I just wanted to acknowledge and really acknowledge Commissioner Leonard in particular as he took over the liaison role and took it to another level. And this festival is a vibrant, vibrant festival. And it has been for 105 years, but it is at new heights right now. And it's thanks to your leadership, both in this entire council, but I just want to acknowledge the Commissioner Leonard for what you've done. And there's a lot of pieces of that at work. But we're number one in the world. We're named in the top 10 festivals in North America. We're evolving into a vibrant, vibrant festival that's celebrating our people of Portland, and that's something that we're proud of, and it's ultimately a legacy, and ultimately I want to thank you. And, of course, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, and your leadership, Mayor Adams, thank you very much.
Before you do the picture, I also appreciate Commissioner Leonard's leadership. Serving on his duct tape committee was one of the thrills of my community activism. And if I have the honor to continue serving on the council next year, I promise that I will continue to champion the Rose Festival. And I also want to thank the young women who came out yesterday to clean up graffiti in the Central East Side. That was their first community service activity. You all clean up real nice. And thank you, thank you very much for helping with our city and for being such great ambassadors for all of us.
Thank you.
So I'd now like to another. We've got now we have. Are you staying for the whole council? Really? This is great. All right, then you're going to like especially two of the remaining celebrations that we have this morning. The first one is to acknowledge our key partner in making what is now a national. What has become a national best practice we call Sunday Parkways. And it would not have happened without our great Kaiser Permanente local staff. And we have Sue Hennessy and Jeff Wise here. Where are you? Come on up. I understand that you've got a... And Linda, are you coming up too? Linda, please, come up. I understand you've got something for us today. What could that be?
We are delighted to present to the
city. Can you get closer to the mic so we can... why don't you have a seat? Hi, welcome. Glad you're here.
So we are here today to present to the city of Portland a check in the amount of $100,000 to support parkways, Sunday Parkways.
Yay!
So we've done this for the fifth year now, and it's our pleasure to participate in this amazing program that blocks off city streets and byways and gets people out with their neighbors promoting health. So I'm looking forward personally again this year to those long walks around the Portland neighborhood and to see many of our volunteers, both city volunteers and our Kaiser Permanente volunteers who make this happen. We are, as you know, we're all about health, and Dr. Wise is with me today. He's our great champion of prevention and health, and I'd like him to talk a little bit about why we're so delighted to be part of this.
All right. Welcome, Doctor.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us. Well, I think it's, you know, America needs to change their focus and be more focused on prevention and preventing illness and less focused on treating illness. And I think we got to get Americans up and around and exercising 30 minutes 5 days a week, getting them to stop smoking, focusing on nutrition. You know, obesity has taken over America. There's been a lot of press about that this past week. Almost one out of five kids is overweight today. Diabetes is exploding across America, and we've got to refocus Americans on exercise, nutrition, and wellness. And I think this is one way to do that. Contributing to the city and getting our people out and walking and bicycling. So we're all about that. We want to be the leading healthcare organization on prevention across America and partner with the city to make sure we have healthy people living in the state of Oregon and Portland. Thank you.
Thanks to your partnership, 100,000 folks participated in last year's Sunday Parkways, and we're expanding it this year to include parts of Southwest that we haven't been before. And I really mean it in a time of very difficult budgets on our end. Without your contribution of money, without your contribution of volunteers, without your moral support and visibility in helping get the word out, we couldn't do this. So on behalf of a very grateful city, thank you. And I'll take that check now.
Green people, and blue people, gather around.
How are you doing? No, just that one. Yeah, this is an ordinance that has to be voted on. So, yes, I bet you. Yeah, once we do the, what do we say? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do the communications. Yeah, we're going to do roll call after this. And then we're going to jump into the communications. And then it will either take the second item or...
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
See you Sunday in Northeast. At 11 o'clock at Alberta Park.
No, thank you. Really. All right, Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
He's here.
Here.
Saltzman. Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. The quorum is present, and unless there are objections from the city council, I'd like to try to make up for some lateness. Can you please read the title for item number 480? No.
We've got people waiting.
Approve renaming Brunish Hall to Brunish Theater in the new theater building of the Portland Center for the Performing Arts.
And could I please have our honorable guest please come forward? Robin Williams, Executive Director of the Portland Center for the Performing Arts, and Corey Brunish, philanthropist, actor, producer, businessman, all-around great guy. Mr. Brunish and his family have made a gift to PCPA to turn Brunish Hall into a properly outfitted theater with necessary equipment, and the City Council is voting today as the owners of PCPA to rename the space Brunish Theater to match its new condition and to raise its profile. And thank you. This is well-deserved, not just because of the contributions that you've made across the region to arts and culture, but also because of the works behind the scenes to make sure that arts and culture is supported not only by the public sector, but by the private sector as well. So, are you speaking first?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Adams and commissioners. It's particularly serendipitous that we're sitting here before you today because the new theater building, or as it's currently known, Hatfield Hall, turns 25 this year. And when it opened back in 1987, there was a piece of it that had not been finished out at all for lack of funds. And through the generosity of Corey Brunish as a surprise for his mom's 75th birthday, the hall was named Brunish Hall in 2000 and became a multi-use hall for a variety of organizations. But predominantly it was used by Portland Center Stage as a rehearsal space. When Portland Center Stage moved to their own facility 5 years ago, PCPA very much wanted to look at how we could make this hall a better fit for local nonprofits. We believed it was the original intention behind the hall that this be a performance space that could serve a number of large of smaller companies that would not have the resources to go into our bigger halls. So we put some investment into the hall, and this year, for the very first time, have a resident theater company in Brunish Hall, Stumptown Stages, just completed their first season there. But the hall, in order to be a really, really good theater hall, still needed certain amenities. And so, of course, we immediately turned to Corey Brunish, who has stayed very involved in PCPA and certainly the arts, and particularly Stumptown Stages, to see if he could help us find the resources to better outfit this hall. And he didn't even blink. It's amazing. PCPA totally couldn't do what it does and serve the community that we serve without people like Corey. We now have a venue that we are capable of offering to local nonprofits for no rent. And we provide usher staff absolutely free of charge so that we can keep this hall really affordable for our to serve more of our local arts community. And we truly couldn't do it without the support of people like Corey. So I'm so very thrilled that we're now going to have Brunish Hall become Brunish Theater so that it really can live up to the dream that I think everybody, and Corey in particular, has always had for that space. So I would like to invite Corey to say a few words as well.
Well, thank you very much, Robin. Thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. Oh, where did you come from? Hi, Dan.
Hi, this show. Every once in a while.
I'm very grateful to be able to do this. And Portland has a vibrant theater scene, high-quality theater scene. This year I was privileged to produce 5 Broadway shows. And cumulatively they are up for 84 awards, including 34 Tony Awards. So I think I can speak from a point of view of some knowledge. The reason I bring that up is twofold. First of all, I want to encourage everyone while in New York to see those shows. I need to make my mortgage payment. I'll list those shows in a moment, if you will permit me to. And the other reason, of course, is that any success I experience in New York will be visited upon the local art scene, where I have to date donated $1.2 million. So those shows to see while in New York include Porgy and Bess, Peter and the Starcatcher, Evita, Bonnie and Clyde, and there's one more. What is it, Kim? No. Really? You don't know? Oh, yeah, Nice Work If You Can Get It with Matthew Broderick, good friend of mine.
Thank Sorry, God Matthew. You're here.
Sorry, Matthew. While Bonnie and Clyde has concluded its New York run, the CD, which I also produced, is rated number one on Amazon.com and iTunes and is globally ranked in the top 100. Please go see them and enjoy your time in New York.
Thank you. There is a resolution in front of the City Council.
I move the resolution
here. Is there anyone here that wish? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is anyone here that wishes to testify on this matter? Okay, Carla, can you please call the vote on item number 480 that will rename Brunish Theater in the new theater building of the Portland Center for Performing Arts to, Brunish Hall to Brunish Theater.
Fish?
I have three thank yous this morning. First, to our partners at PCPA and all the good work they do. Second, to Mr. Brunish for his extraordinary generosity and his many civic contributions. And third, this will be one of the last opportunities we have to once again recognize Mayor Adams for a period of 4 years of steady leadership as the arts leader on this body. And his proposed budget reflects the values that he ran on and that he pledged to continue as mayor in a tough budget, finding dollars for things like the Right Brain Initiative and fully funding the RAC, among other things. As someone who cares deeply about the arts, I'm grateful to serve on a council that has placed the arts at the center of its agenda, and I'm grateful for Mayor Adams' leadership on this. So to all three parties, thank you, and I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Robin and Mr. Brunish. Appreciate your continued support of Portland, your hometown. And it's nice to know you're making it on Broadway, because I can think of no tougher place to make it. So congratulations on 5 shows.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, thank you, Mr. Brunish. And beginning next January, I plan to see if I can't make it to New York for an extended stay and watch all of your plays. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here, and I agree with Commissioner Fish. This council has been strongly supportive of the arts under Mayor Adams' leadership. My daughter is about to graduate on Sunday from Willamette University with a degree in theater arts, having been at Wilson High School in the drama program there. So we are a community that cares and understands why the arts matter, and clearly this donation and the renaming is another step in that. Aye.
Adams.
I'm very pleased to proclaim that Brunish Hall has now been renamed Brunish Theater. Aye. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Hope that you will join us next season and see all the wonderful performances that will be taking place in that space. It's being outfitted even as we speak.
Fantastic.
I do have one footnote. I would like to mention that my producing partner, Brisa Trinquero, who's also an Oregonian, and I are developing 3 original Broadway musicals that will someday show up in New York. So it's a great breeding ground for the future of the arts.
Fantastic. Thanks. Good to see you, Kim. All right. We will now turn to communications. Can you please read the title I apologize. We're going to take a 5-minute compassion break. So we're in recess for 5 minutes. We'll come right back.